There was a lot at stake for U.S. troops when the director of the CIA, David Petraeus, met today with his counterpart from Pakistan. The United States wants Pakistan to crack down on terrorists who use safe havens in Pakistan to attack Americans in Afghanistan. Tonight, we have a rare look at a terrorist safe haven in action. David Martin has obtained video of a terror group launching a strike 2 months ago against a U.S. base.
If you ever wondered what goes on in those safe havens in Pakistan, look at this. Terrorists built a scale model of an American base just across the border in Afghanistan and used it, along with a satellite photo taken off the internet, to plan a spectacular attack. They may look like Rambo wannabes, but this was a well-planned operation, down to the American and Afghan Army uniforms they wore. The attack was led by this man, the driver of a truck loaded with an estimated 2,000 pounds of homemade explosives. His bomb was covered only by a tarp, yet he apparently had no difficulty driving across the border and right up to Forward Operating Base Salerno. The driver detonated the bomb, setting off a monstrous fireball followed by a blast wave which rippled across the base, all recorded for maximum propaganda value. Next, a van carrying a 10-man suicide squad pulled up. Their plan was to charge through a hole in the wall blown out by the truck bomb. But the attack stalled because, a U.S. official said, the bomb failed to breach a second barrier. The video doesn't show it, but all 10 were gunned down. Photos of the aftermath show the base mess hall collapsed by the blast wave. Two Americans were killed and 25 wounded seriously enough to require evacuation. It was far from the deadliest attack on American forces, but the size of that fireball and the resulting blast wave are dramatic proof of the threat posed by the safe havens in Pakistan.
The attack was the work of a group called the Haqqani Network, which, according to U.S. officials, not only has safe havens in Pakistan, but is actually supported by Pakistani intelligence.